Okay, we're discussing a shaila whether Ni'ilah Pater's Mariv or not. Meisvei, or Yom HaKippurim Mispal Sheva Misvada, Shachar Sheva Misvada, Musaf Sheva Misvada, B'Ni'ilah Mispal Sheva Misvada, Arviz Mispal Sheva Me'en Shmona Eser. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Mishum Avosav Mispal Shmona Eser Shleimos. Mipnei Shetzorech Lomer Havdola B'chon Nadoas. This is the Braisa. Braisa says that on Yom Kippur you daven Mariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila, and Mariv. So you see that Ne'ila doesn't pater Mariv. You have to daven Mariv, and in Mariv is a machlokas. Rabbi Chanina, the Tanakhama holds that by Motzei Yom Kippur you daven only a Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Daven the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and one bracha in the middle. That includes a mention of all the ideas of all the middle brachas. And Rabbi Chanina says, no, you have to say an actual Shmona Esrei, because you have to say Havdalah in Cholnein Hadoas. And Menela, you can't do that in Havineinu. And even though Tosa says, the Gemara says, why not include it in Havineinu? Right? But Tosa says, that's where you would daven all the time, Havineinu, and then instead of having to say a whole Shmona Esrei, include the idea of Havdalah in the mention of the ideas of the brachas in Havineinu. But here, if you hold, you have to daven a whole Shmona Esrei all the time to daven Davka Havineinu and not mention Atachonein in a separate bracha by itself. That's not proper to do. So that's Machlokas. Do you daven a full Shmona Esrei? Or a shortened Shmona Esrei. First three brachas, last three brachas, and one long bracha of Shomea Tefillah that has in it a mention of all the other ones. Atachonin Lon Das, the Shomeach Lavodin, something similar to that. Okay. So, but everybody holds that you'd have to daven Mariv, Motzei Shmotzei Yom Kippur. And Ne'ila does not pater Mariv. Okay, Rashi. Meisvei, Ktoni Ne'ila, Ktoni Arvis. The question is going to be, it says you daven Ne'ila and Mariv. Sheva Me'en Shmona Esrei, Gimel Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos, Ketikunam. You say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, regular. The Omer Havineinu Be'emsa. In the middle you say Havineinu, which has a mention of all the ideas of all the middle brachas. Yeis Bo Me'en Shloshesei Brachos. V'hi Tfila Ketzora, Shetikn La'obrei Drachim. That's a tefillah ketzora that a person says when he's traveling if he can't daven a full Shmona Esrei. Well, the Motzei Yom Kippur, too, lost his Bamea Torah. Since you want to get right away ready to eat, it's a big bother. So therefore, they permitted you, Motzei Yom Kippur, to daven as if you were traveling. Small Shmona Esrei. Tanoihi, as Shmona says, Tanoihi. It's Machlokas. What's a Tanoihi? Rashi says, he potra Ne'ila Shalarvi. So that Shaila, whether Ne'ila potters Mariv or not, is Machlokas Tanoihi. The Tanya, Kol Chai Ve'Tfilos, Tovlin Kedarikum B'Yom HaKippurim. All people who have to be Tovil, right, on Yom Kippur can be Tovil, because only Rechitza Shel Tainug is awesome. But Rechitza, that's for the sake of a mitzvah, not L'Shem Tainug, right, you're not doing it to enjoy yourself, you're doing it for the sake of becoming Tahar, that's Mutter. Nida V'Yoledes Tovlos Kedarikum B'Lil Yom HaKippurim. A Nida V'Yoledes who are Tovil B'Laila, they can be Tovel Leil Yom HaKippurim. Woman who's in need, they can go to the mikveh the night of Yom Kippur. That's not the halacha, but l'maisa, that's what this brisa says. Balkeri Tovel V'Holi Chada Mincha. Balkeri can go to the mikveh the whole day, till Mincha. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaYom Kulo. And Rabbi Yossi says he can go to the mikveh the whole day. Right? V'Raminu. And we bring to this brisa. Hazova, Hazova, Hamitzora, Hamitzoras, Uboel Nida, Vatame Mace, Tovlim Kedarika, and Yom HaKippurim. Right? Azov, Azova, Mitzora, Mitzoras, Boel Nida, Tame Mace, all can be Tovel regularly on Yom Kippur. Nida, the Yoledis, Tovos Kedarika, and Belel Yom HaKippurim, and Nida, and the Yoledis can be Tovel Leil Yom Kippur, called Nidre Night. Balkeri Tovel, Vaholich Kola Yom Kulam. And a Balkeri can be Tovel the whole day. Rabbi Yossi Omer min haMincha l'mala ein yochel lidbo. And here Rabbi Yossi says it's the opposite. So first let's explain the first braisa. The Gemara brought down a braisa that says that machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, whether you could be tovel only till mincha, that's what the Rabbanan hold, or even till the end of the day, right? So the Gemara says this machlokas is dependent on if you daven ne'ilah in the daytime, or ne'ilah is davened at night. If ne'ilah is davened at night, then you don't have to be tovel during the day, right? If you already daven mincha, right, you haven't davened ne'ilah, you don't have to be tovel on Yom Kippur. Wait till nightfall, tovel before ne'ilah, and you don't have to be tovel mamish on the day of Yom Kippur, because ne'ilah anyway is at night. But if you hold ne'ilahs in the daytime, then even if you daven mincha, you still have to be tovel for the sake of ne'ilah on Yom Kippur during the day. That's how the Gemara learns this, and therefore, there's what's it called, if you hold that ne'ilah is at night, then it's what's it called pater mariv. But if you hold ne'ilah is only during the day, not at night, then it doesn't pater mariv. It has nothing to do with mariv. It's not davened at the same time that mariv is davened. And therefore, this machlokas tanoim, whether ne'ilah paters mariv or not, depends on this shaila: is ne'ilah davened in the daytime, then it doesn't pater mariv, or is ne'ilah davened at night, and therefore it does pater mariv. Rashi. Haki garsina betosefta. Kol chayve tfilos tovim kedarkim b'yom ha-kippurim. Hanidah v'yoledes tovos kedarkim b'leila yom ha-kippurim. Valkeri she'osir divrei Torah kedekaimelon ezra tikin tfilil ha-balekeri. Right, Valkeri is not allowed to learn Torah, and therefore he can't daven either. So he has to tovel before he can daven. Tovel v'holich ad ha-mincha. Im iru lo keri kovim l'chein, tovel kedei she'yuchol espal tulis mincha. He has to be tovel so he can daven mincha, if he's a Valkeri. But if he saw Keri after Mincha, he already davened Mincha. And now he became a Baal Keri, then he can't tovel anymore. Ein mutter litpo. This is what Rashi says here. In Shabbos, Rashi says, and most Rishonim learn, he doesn't have to be tovel. Not that he can't. He's allowed to be tovel because there's no Isra of Tvila on Yom Kippur. Because only Rechitza Shotai Negez Osha. But he doesn't have to be tovel. If he didn't daven Mincha yet and he was a Baal Keri, he has to tovel. If he did daven mincha, he doesn't have to be tovel, but he can if he wants. He doesn't have to. But here Rashi says he's not allowed to. Eliyam tenat shetechshech v'yitbo. Because Rashi over here holds that there's no real tzorech, even though it's rechitza sheino shel tainik, but l'maisa, even rechitza sheino shel tainik, we're afraid that, oh, you'll have tainik. So if there's a tzorech, they were matur. If there's no tzorech, then wait till after Yom Kippur. Why the Rabbanan hold that you can't be tovel if you already daven mincha? The tefilas ne'ilah belayla, because they hold the tefilas ne'ilah is at night. Ulididu poteres eshal arvis kederav. And since ne'ilah is at night, right, you can daven ne'ilah at night. Manela, what's it called? Patras marav, like rav. But hadiktani ain't a poteres, and the brisa that holds that you can't daven what's it called ne'ilah to pater marav. You have to daven ne'ilah and marav. The brisa we quoted just before, Rabbi Yosihi, that goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Domer kol hayom mutar litpo, that you're allowed to be tovel the whole day, because you have to be tovel for ne'ilah. Why? Because ne'ilah is daven during the day. Ba'afilu ro keri lachat tfilas ha-mincha tovel b'yom, kedei l'spal tfilas ne'ilah. Alma kesover tfilas ne'ilah ein zmana b'layla, not at night, it's in the daytime. Well, the didei ein apoteris is shalarvis, and therefore, since ne'ilah is a daytime tfilah, can't pater marav. So now we're saying the machlokas, tanoim, Rav said that ne'ilah paters marav. Rav said it only according, and we're bright, so it says Ni'ila doesn't pater marav. You have to daven Ni'ila and marav. So it says Rav held like the other Tana. It's a machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas tanoim? Whether Ni'ila is a nighttime tefillah or a daytime tefillah. It's a nighttime tefillah, it paters marav. And that's what Rav said. Like that, like the Rabbanan. And here, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi. And the brisa that says that it doesn't pater marav goes according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Ni'ila is a daytime tefillah. Hochi garsida betosefta, hazov, hazova, vamitzorah, vamitzorah, so boil neither the tomeimes, tovim, kedarkim, yom kippurim. Neither the levis, tovlos, kedarkim, belele, yom kippurim. Valkeri tovim, vaholich, kolayim kulo. Rabbi Yossi omer, min aminchol, amala, einu yocholitvo. This is the, what's it called, the next price. So now this price is the opposite of the first price. In the first price, it was the Rabbanan who held that you could only tovel tomincha. And Rabbi Yossi, who held you could be tovel the whole day. And now we're saying just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi holds you can only be tovel till mincha. And the Rabbanan say he can be tovel the whole day. Mamish the opposite. Rashi, kashid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. Mamish the opposite. Rabbi Yossi said the opposite here what he said before, and the Rabbanan said the opposite of what they said before. Gemara says, back into the Gemara, Gemara says, lo kashid. Had the tzoli tefilas nila, had the lo tzoli. Right? The difference between the two brises are, did you daven nila already or not? Right, the first price that Rabbi Yossi said you could daven, you could tovel the whole day, is talking where you haven't yet daven ne'ilah. So you can be tovel for ne'ilah because ne'ilah is a daytime tefillah. Masha Enke, the second price that Rabbi Yossi says that you can't be tovel after mincha means mana mincha means if you daven ne'ilah already. If you daven ne'ilah already, once you daven ne'ilah during the day, which is a daytime tefillah according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't be tovel anymore. So there's no kasha. The Rabbi Yossi, at least, we've answered. The Rabbanan, now, is still a kasha. But the Rabbi Yossi, we've answered. Mara says, eat it solely, matame the Rabbanan. But we haven't answered the whole question. We answered Rabbi Yossi. But if the Bryce is talking that you daven neil already, then why did the Rabbanan hold you could still be tovel? For what? Why should you be allowed to be tovel, or why should you have to be tovel on Yom Kippur? There's no more davenings on Yom Kippur. If it's talking that you're ready to daven neil. When it says Kosavri Rabbanan Tefila Bismana Mitzvah, right? That the Rabbanan hold a different reason why what's it called why you can be tovel, not because you need to be tovel so you can daven. No, you don't need to be tovel to be daven. You finish davening. All the davening Yom Kippur, you're finished. But there's a special mitzvah to be tovel Bismana. In other words, at the earliest time that you're allowed to be tovel, there's a mitzvah to be tovel then. Tefillah is not just an idea that at some point you have to be tovel if you want to be able to be tovel. But it's a mitzvah to be tovel. And therefore you should do it at the proper time, not delay it. So therefore, if your zman tefillah comes out on Yom Kippur, even though there's no reason why you have to become tovel on Yom Kippur, you could wait till, but there's a mitzvah to be tovel, bismano. Michlal, the Rabbi Yossi sover lav mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, there's no mitzvah to be tovel, bismano. Tefillah is a hechsher. If you need to become tovel, you have to be tovel. But there's no mitzvah to be tovel specifically at any specific time. Just the earliest time you can be tovel is a certain time, and after that, whenever you want to be tovel, you'll be tovel. But there's no mitzvah to do it, daft at a certain time. It's not a mitzvah to be tovel. Tefillah is a hechsher. It's a hechsher to becoming tovel, that's all. So Mari says, it comes out that we're now saying the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, and the second brisa is, everybody's, it's talking where you daven nila. And therefore there's no reason that you should have to be tovel to daven. Rabbi Yossi holds you still should be tovel because tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. And the Rabbanan hold, no, since there's no reason to daven and tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, what's it called? No, just the opposite. And therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that what's it called that you can't tovel because he holds tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah and the Rabbanan holds you still tovel because tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. Mar says that can't be. That means that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah. But Tanya, Hari Shahoya Shem Kosov Abasoro, Hari Zelo Yirchatz. Person wrote Shem Hashem on his body. Okay? So he's not allowed to wash it off. Velo Yosuch, and he can't put oil on it because he's erasing Shem Hashem. Velo Yamud B'mokom HaTinofes, and he can't stand in a place that's dirty because it's not covered for the Shem Hashem. Nizdam Velo Tefillah Mitzvah, what if he has to go be tovel? So korichol of gemi v'yori v'tovel. Then he puts a something over it, over the shame, and he goes to be tovel. And Rashi says the reason he puts something over it is to avoid it from being what's it called erased. The water will get in, but it won't get in with pressure that it'll erase the shame Hashem. So it's not a chatzitza, but it won't erase shame Hashem. Rabbi Yossi omer yori v'tovel kedarko uvevachli yishakshit. He could be tovel kedarko as long as he doesn't rub out the shame Hashem. It happens automatically. That's a grumma. And it's okay because of it's okay to do be goring. Right? The kaimalon, and we explained that the machlokas is the betfilu v'zmana mitzvah pligit. Right? That the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is tefillah v'zmana mitzvah not. If you hold tefillah v'zmana is not a mitzvah, right? So therefore you should protect the Shem Hashem and try not to erase it by finding a gemi to put on. The gemi will let water in, but not let it in a way that will erase Shem Hashem. But what happens if you don't have a gemi? Then you won't be tovel. Right? So the Rabbanan hold, you find a gemi, if you can't find a gemi, so you won't be tovel. Rabbi Yoshi says, no, what do you mean you won't be tovel? Tevel of mitzvah, bizman is a mitzvah. And if we make him look around for a gemi, he may not find it and not be tovel in the proper time. So therefore, we don't make him look for a gemi, and since the Shev Hashem is only going to be erased, the grama, that's good enough. That's how Rashi learns. See, obviously Rashi inside. Lokasha, Hoda Om Rav Yossi Hocha Min HaMincha L'mala Ein Yochol Litvo. The second brisa where Rav Yossi holds you can't be tovel after Mincha, but it's only Tfilas Nila. So you daven Nila already. B'yom, where you daven Nila in the daytime, to go and call them Shiro Keri, before you saw Keri. So now there's no reason to be tovel, there's no more davenings. V'hoda Amrin L'eo Kol Ayom B'dlo Tzoli Tfilas Nila K'Shiro Keri. And that which where Rav Yossi said before that you could be tovel the whole day is where you haven't davened Ne'ilah yet, and now you have to be tovel to daven Ne'ilah. Mara says, either tzoli my time of the Rabbanan. No, if the Bryce is talking where you're daven Ne'ilah already, then why did the Rabbanan hold that you could still be tovel? There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to daven. The Masnisa Basraisa Damri Kol Ayom. In the second Bryce of the Rabbanan hold you could be tovel the whole day. Why? If you daven Ne'ilah already. Where it says, Kosavri Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah. This Rabbanan hold that Tfilah Bizman is a mitzvah. It's two separate machlokesim. There's a first machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the first Rabbanan, where you didn't daven Ne'ilah. And there Rabbi Yossi says that you can't, what's it called, after Mincha you can't, because that Rabbi Yossi holds, that Ne'ilah is at night, not in the daytime. That's one machlokes. And the second, what's it called, and the Rabbanan there hold that Tfilah's Ne'ilah is by Yom. The second Braisa is, Rabbi Yossi, what's it called, says, if you've already davened Ne'ilah, then what's it called, then you can't, what's it called, be tovel. And the Rabbanan of this Braisa hold that even if you have davened Ne'ilah, you could still be tovel. It's a different Rabbanan, because the Tfilah Bizman is mitzvah. Okay. Kosavi tefillah is not a mitzvah. Zman of biyomu, right? And the zman of the tefillah is biyom. Dichsiv v'hoya lifnos erev yirchatz. Before night, you're tovel. Most tefillahs, the mitzvah is in the daytime. Hilchach dachi rechitzas the Yom Kippurim. Therefore, since a mitzvah to be tovel in the daytime, you could be tovel even on Yom Kippur. V'lav haynu hach rabbanan leil. This is not the same rabbanan as before, because the rabbanan before obviously didn't hold tefillah b'zman as mitzvah, because they held. That what's it called that you can't be tovel after mincha since you're not davening meal until the night. But the chorif they held tefillah b'zman as mitzvah, even if you're davening meal at night, you still be tovel because of the mitzvah of tefillah. The tarti puksin in here. There's two machloks in here, two separate machloks. The masnisa kamaisa plige b'zman tefillah s'nila. The first brisa is Rabbi Yossi against Rabbanan A, who argue when ne'ilah, the proper time for ne'ilah is. The Rabbanan b'layla, and therefore there's no reason to be tovel after Mincha, right? And they hold that Tfilah Bizman is lav mitzvah, that Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan 8. Rabbi Yossi b'yomen. Rabbi Yossi holds the mitzvah of Ne'ilah during the day. And therefore, even if you daven Mincha, but you haven't daven Ne'ilah, you could still be tovel. That's the first machlokas. V'rabbanan d'hosum s'fira lehu Tfilah Bizman lav mitzvah. That Rabbanan holds Tfilah Bizman is lav mitzvah. The tit that should be tochi Yom Kippur. Masnisa basraisa, the second braisa is Rabbanan B. Plige b'tvila b'zman mitzvah. There, the Rabbanan B and Rabbi Yossi both hold that Ne'ilah is during the day. And it's talking where you already daven Ne'ilah. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't be tovel because he holds tvila b'zman as lav mitzvah. But the Rabbanan holds, this Rabbanan holds tvila b'zman as a mitzvah. Even if you already daven Ne'ilah, you still have to be tovel because of the mitzvah of tvila. That's the second place. Lo yirchot shelo yimcho k'zashen. Shouldn't wash, so you shouldn't erase the Shem Hashem. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn the lo yirchot lechatchil is not out of mechikas Hashem. It's only a grama. The Gemara says that a grama is not a problem in mechikas Hashem. The reason you can't wash is because you're standing naked in front of the Shem Hashem. It's a bizoyin to Shem Hashem. That's the reason that. And the gemi covers it up, so you're not standing naked anymore in front of the Shem Hashem. Covering it up, so it's not open to your nakedness. That's how other Rishonim learn. Korech olav gemi, lohagin olav mishetef hamayim. So the way Rashi learns that the problem is mechikas Hashem, the purpose of the gemi is that the water doesn't come with pressure to erase the Shev Hashem, even though the water can get in, it's not a chatzitza. The Kaimalom is Sefer Shabbos, the Betfila Bezmana Mitzvah Pligi. The Gemara in Shabbos says it's the machlokus between Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to be Tovah without a Gemi. And the Rabban will say you have to put a Gemi on, the machlokus centers around whether Tvila Bezmana is a Mitzvah. So the Rabban and Tvila Bezmana la Mitzvah, then Ein Lo Gemi Yamtin Adlamofer, Vilach Shevel. The Rabban will say you have to put on a Gemi, and if you can't find a Gemi, so you won't be Tovah today, you'll be Tovah tomorrow. So what's the big deal? But Rabbi Yossi says no. If we make him put on a gemi and he can't find one, he's going to be mevatel tefillah bezmana. And tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah. So therefore we don't want to make him look around for a gemi, go be tovel, so you'll be tovel bezmana. So here we see Rabbi Yossi holds that what's it called, that tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah. And we set up Rabbi Yossi in the second brisa holding tefillah bezmana as lav mitzvah. And that's why you can't be tovel if you're already daven mila, you can't be tovel. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yossi. Here Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bezmana is a mitzvah, and there we said Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bezmana is lav mitzvah. Gemara says, Hahi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not the same Rabbi Yossi. It's a different Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds Tefillah Bezmana is lav mitzvah. And Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bezmana is a mitzvah. The Tanya, where do we find Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda who says Tefillah Bezmana is lav mitzvah? The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, daya l'tefillah shtei bachrona, in a case where a woman is a suffix of when exactly she becomes tohar. So the first Tanoim there hold that she has to be tovel numerous times just to make sure that she's tovel on the proper day. And Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, no, it's enough that in the end she'll be tovel one tefillah, and that's good enough. We don't have to, she doesn't have to be tovel the earliest time that she can. She has to be tovel before she's going to be able to do whatever she has to do, being tar. So it's only a hechsher to become tar. It's not a mitzvah dafka to be tovel on the first possible time. So there's a sofik when the first possible time is, just delay it to the last possible time and be tovel. But if there's a mitzvah to be tovel bismano, then you have to be tovel every time there's a sofik. Maybe this is the first possible time she'd be tovel. So Yosef Yehuda says it's enough to be tovel once in the last possible time, right? The time that everybody holds she's already tohar, memela tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. Okay, hahi, Rashi, damrin le'er Rav Yossi, omer min amincha l'mala lo yitbo, ad shetechsha, the tefillah bezman, lav mitzvah. Rav Yossi b'hudihi. The braisa that says Rav Yossi holds that if you already daven ne'ila, you can't be tovel, because he holds that tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. And the Rabbanan holds it's a mitzvah, and therefore even if you daven ne'ila, yeah, you could be tovel. That brisa is not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, Dai l'tfilah shtei bachrona. Brisa he, the Maisinim l'maseches Nida, the Gemara the Mapelis. So brisa the Gemara brings down in Perakam Mapelis and Nida. Ha'isha shiyotza maleya ubos rekonis. A woman went out pregnant, and she came back, and she gave birth. Ve'hidia l'fanenu shlosha shvuyim tahorim. And now the shaila is, we don't know what she had. Did she have a boy, a girl, or a nothing? In other words, there was a premature miscarriage that's not matami leida. We don't know. Could be that she doesn't have to have, what's it called, 7 days of tumah and 33 days of tahara, right? She needs only, what's it called, 7 days of tumah, and there's no 33 days of tahara. Or maybe she had a boy and she needs 7 and 33. Or maybe she had a girl and she's 14 and 66. So we don't know how to arrange her tefillahs till she can, what's it called, go and eat kosher. So, and she had 3 weeks of tahara, va'asora shvuyim echad tami ve'echad tahar. And then she had 10 weeks after that, one tummy and one tar. Right? So the Gemara says over there, Meshamesh et or l'shloshim v'chamesh, or l'shloshim v'chamesh, u'madbilin also tishim v'chamesh tvilos divrei v'shama. Right? She can live with her husband the night of the 30th, because at manafsha, by that time she's tohar lebesa, right? Then she starts either her yemei tohar, or at least she's tohar. And Beis Shammai says, in order to get all the sveikas of when the actual time of tefillah is, she's going to have 95 tefillahs. Okay. Ubeis Shulam, when we get to Nida, we'll go through the cheshbon. Don't hold your breath. Beis Hillel omrim shloshim v'chamesh. And Beis Hillel says she only needs 35 tefillos. The Kula Mefarshes, and Rashi says the same thing, and when you get there, I'll explain it to you. Right, the Kula Mefarsh lehu hasam. The time of Mishun tefillah b'sman a mitzvah. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that tefillah b'sman is a mitzvah. So she has to be suffic, be tovel every time it's a suffic. Maybe this is the earliest time she could be tovel. Reb Yosef Yehuda omer dai le tefillah shtei b'achrona. The tefillah b'sman a lot mitzvah. Reb Yosef Yehuda says no. She doesn't have to be tovel at all till the last possible time when she could be tahar, and then tovel once, and it'll help for everything else. Because tefillah b'sman is lamis. Rabbi Yossi, the Gemi, who Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and the Rabbi Yossi of the Gemi who holds tefillah b'sman is a mitzvah, is not Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Two different Rabbi Yossis. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabban, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Yorei V'Tovel, Ula'erav Yishapshe. Person sees Keri on Yom Kippur, so he's Tovel, and the night before, right, he should be Mishapshe. Ula'erav, no, and La'erav, and at Motzei Yom Kippur, he should rub off the place, wash it good with water, with hot water. Shemar says, La'erav Maida Havi Havi. If the whole idea is it shouldn't be a Chatzitza, the Keri. So he goes to the Mikveh, it's Tovel, and then he washes it off, Motzei Yom Kippur, what is that going to help? He already went to the mikveh, whether the chatzitza was there or wasn't there. So what's going to help now to wash it off Motzei Yom Kippur? Ela'ema mi bo'erav yishapshe. Just in case a person is going to see Keri on Yom Kippur, he should make sure that he washes himself good, erav Yom Kippur, so even if he sees Keri, right, it won't stick to his body, it'll be easier to take off. If you wash yourself good, erav Yom Kippur, your body is totally clean, the Keri doesn't have a place to stick to. So therefore, in case you'll see Keri Yom Kippur, by being Meshapshif Erev Yom Kippur, you'll avoid the Keri from being a Chatzitza. Okay, Rashi. Uva Erev Yishapshif Mishum Chatzitza. After Motzei Yom Kippur, you should wash off the place because of Chatzitza. Gemara says, La'erev Sokadaita, Michitov Elisolik, Mai Mahan Leshipshu. If you already went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, what's it going to help to wash it off? Motzei Yom Kippur. You already went to the mikvah. If it was a chatzitza, it was a chatzitza. Chatzitza, havi, havi. The chatzitza that was there. Can't take it off of Mafreya. Eima mi ba'erev. The esmol yishavshik, kol odom asher mechamin. Erev Yom Kippur, a person should wash good with hot water, so his skin is soft. So the next day, if he sees Keri, it will be easy to take off. It won't stick to your skin. Shimira keri lamacha yochol litba b'lo chatzitza. You'll be able to be tovel, and it won't be chotzeit, because if it's wet, it's not chotzeit, and it dries off, it won't stick to your body, because you softened up your body, Erev Yom Kippur, with a nice hot bath. Okay. Well, the rest will be for the seal.